One of the prohibitions on Tisha B'Av is rechitza. So one is not allowed to wash oneself on Tisha B'Av, ben bechamin, whether hot or cold water. However, if you get dirty, to get the dirt off, so that's considered, that is mutter. We assume, generally speaking, rechitza shel tainug is asur, not rechitza for other reasons, so we'll see. So it's clear, when you have dirt and tar over you, so that's clearly not a rechitza shel tainug, and therefore it's permitted. And in fact, strictly speaking, like if you went tefillah b'mikvah, and strictly speaking, you could probably go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, because it's not a rechitza shel tainug. But there's no point, since it's an Isser Tashmish Amita anyway, and we close the mikvos anyway, so therefore the minig is we go at night. I guess in theory it would come up if, let's say, a kala wants to go for the first time to the mikvah, and the wedding is Sunday, and she's going out of town. Going out of town, especially with COVID. So let's assume the only time the kala could go to the mikvah is where we have a minig to go 4 days before. It should go at least 4 days before. We try not to go more. But here, the only time she could go is on Tisha B'Av. It's the fourth day. So strictly speaking, if that's the only time, then you could probably go on Tisha B'Av, assuming you could find the mikvah. But since the mikvahs are usually closed, so therefore, as well, the post can point out, four is l'chatchila within 4 days, but if you can't do four, so then, you know, five is accepted as well. So either way, it's a rechitza shel tainug, which is usher, not a rechitza. That's why when you use those, today with COVID, you with all those Lysol and sanitizers, so that's not a rechitza shel tainug. That's a rechitza to keep the COVID off you or anything else, or in general, to keep the germs for you. So there's a discussion about, let's say, to remove a bad smell, which minafkamina would, so that's a rechitza, but what, to, let's say, deodorant. So they are already, it's a discussion among the poskim, but the, generally the poskim ameko, we assume you can use deodorant, you know, if you're doing something that's not considered shel tainug. So generally, mikra din, it's rechitza shel tainug. So other things, if you're washing off dirt and you're washing sanitized, it's clearly not shel tainug. The issue would be is whether the rechitza is, whether it is, for, whether it, if it's rechitza shel tainug, it's usher, if it's not, it's usher.